Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, it's going to get a little silly. We've got the Jamestown Clowns joining us right now. We have Joel Lees, Dave Hillerud, Nick Scherbinski, and Richie Wolf joining us. And Joel, Dave, Nick, and Richie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's Warren, wasn't it?
Warren? Yeah, it's Warren. Warren, yes.
Warren.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need to know my name. We need to know your guys' name.
That was our first warning.
Warning from Warren.
Yeah, warning from me.
That's with a W, right?
Today here on Let's Talk About It, we've got an awesome event coming up on July 14th. It's the 70th birthday of the Jamestown Clowns. This is amazing. You guys have done a lot of things in the community. People know the Jamestown Clowns for the funds you raise and what you guys are doing it for. But Nick, if anybody hasn't heard of the Jamestown Clowns before, you want to kind of tell us a little bit about what you guys do and why you do it?
Yeah, I get the first question.
Yeah, it's all you.
Come on, Nick. Step up.
Well, we just, we raise funds for the main. Our main money goes to the transportation fund, and that gets kids to the hospital free of charge, and it provides a place for them to stay down there at no charge to the family. Right. And that, no matter what your income level is, somebody could be a millionaire, and they would still take their kids as well as somebody doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So that's.
And that children's hospital for our area is in the cities, right?
Yep, in Minneapolis. Yep.
Minneapolis.
And actually, there's 22 Shriner hospitals. And I think two or three of them are burn centers.
Okay.
Mainly orthopedic, bone, and then for burns.
Okay.
Yeah, and the kids, they can go from birth up till 18 years old.
And so, of course, people know the Shriners. People know that raising money for those children's hospitals so they can provide those services, right?
Correct. You want to handle that one, Richie?
No.
Excellent. So you guys have been doing this, of course, been a group part of Jamestown for 70 years then. So we've got a huge bash going on.
Actually,
coming up on July
14th,
right?
I wanted to interrupt you. June 14th was our birthday. So actually, it's 70 years and a month.
70 years and a month.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
but we're not talking about the month.
Oh, we aren't. Okay,
are we?
Okay.
Because like 70 years.
Well, time is time,
It is, unless you start counting the months leading up to that, right? Because I don't even want to do the math on how many months that is. when people do the I have a 27-month-old child. It's like that's 2 years.
You know. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll
that's
go with
what
that.
I was getting.
You
at.
Can't
we'll
get any
that.
Past Warren.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, said there could be dead air.
Yeah. Feel free to.
Go ahead, David. It's your turn.
So the actual birthday was in June then.
Correct.
Okay, so we're doing this a month later, but there's going to be a lot of things happening at this, and you guys are going to tell us a little bit about this. Again, July 14th, this is coming up, and it all kind of kicks off at 3. There's something for the kids, which starts at 3 o'clock, right?
Yep, at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 6, we plan on kids' activities, clown shenanigans, dunk tank, inflatable games, and clown fire truck rides, and Nick's bringing his baby buggy. To give kids or whoever wants a ride in the baby buggy. And it'll be just a fun afternoon for kids from 3 to 6. Okay. And then there'll be a little bit of a downtime. We've got to take the inflatable games down and stuff. And then we have a concert starting at 7 o'clock. And this is all free. These guys are Beach Boys and Oldies Tribute Band. They're out of Mesa, Arizona. And they're making a swing through North Dakota. We were lucky enough to get this band called the Southwest Surfers.
Awesome. And this is all going on at the Arts Park, right?
Yes. Okay. They'll be performing at the Arts Park. Make sure you bring your lawn chairs.
Gotcha.
We'll have a few chairs and tables, but if you want to be real comfortable, bring your lawn chairs and set them up. and we'll have the bar across the street, the corner bar, will be providing a beer garden for folks if they want to partake. And it'll be just a fun afternoon and evening.
Yeah, so. and this is all, I believe most of it is free too, right, Joel?
Yes, the kids' games and activities in the afternoon is free, and the concert is free. And it's kind of a give back to the community for all the years they've supported us. And so we just thought it'd be a good thing to give back to the community for a change, and this is our way of doing it.
For sure. Again, we have
food.
And we will have
that's
food
a big
also.
Deal, yeah.
Food extra.
See, I saw food is extra. I saw a clown cafe. Is there any way you guys can explain kind of what that's all about?
Well, you'll have to show up and find out. And that's all I can say about that.
Okay.
You
all right.
know.
Again, Joel Lees, Dave Hillerud, Nick Scherbinski, and Richie Wolf joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. This is all going on July 14th. It kicks off at 3, goes to 6, and then the concert at 7, everything else kind of for the adults right. after that, right?
Right. And most also, I should put a plug in to Johnny B. He's providing pizza in the afternoon and whatever in the evening, I guess. I don't know how long we'll go with the pizzas, but he's going to help us out with the pizzas.
Awesome.
So provide that. Plus, we'll have some kids' food and adult food also.
Okay.
They'll have choices.
All right. Anything else going on with the event that you guys want to mention or anything else happening with the clowns that you guys want to talk about?
Well, we're going to have a scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt?
Yeah, for the kids. And I don't know what time. We'll see how... When the kids get there, we get the most kids.
How big a okay. crowd we have, yeah. and it, yeah. you know.
Okay.
We're going to try to hit it at the peak time, Warren.
For sure. Okay. All right. So anybody can come out to this. All the kids. It's all free. Really just thanking the community for their support and what you guys have done. And really just a great organization the clowns have been involved with a lot of different things. The parades. You guys always come out and clown around. You guys show up to a couple of different events in Jamestown too, right?
Oh, we're always at, we try to make most of the parades around the area. And sometimes we get a reputation of, you know, maybe antagonizing the crowd. So they might have a chance to get back at us
yeah.
that afternoon.
Yeah, that dunk tank is a great time for the, you know, for the people
yep,
that...
Yep, and I understand Richie's going to really stand up and perform. this is what he's been living for.
This is what it's all coming down to, yeah. So the event again coming up on July 14th, Joel, Dave, Nick, and Richie, is there anything else you guys want to add or anywhere people can go to learn more about this event or about the Jamestown Clowns?
Well, we were going to have it. Go ahead, Dave.
We do have it posted on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can check us out there. We've got posters that went out in the Chamber newsletter. There'll be an ad in the paper.
Yep.
Sorry, Warren, but... We got to put an ad in the paper.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I've never heard of the paper before, so I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then that famous radio show, Let's Talk About It. Yep, we got it covered.
That's, I can't emphasize it enough. I looked in the long-range forecast for next week, and it sounds like it's supposed to be 90 degrees in the afternoon. Ooh. So I can't emphasize enough. Maybe bring an umbrella for shade and bring your lawn chair because, you know, the Arts Park, you know, might get grass stains
yeah,
from
yeah.
sitting on the grass. Well, but
and with a dunk tank, that's a good way to keep cooling off, too.
Yeah, very that, true. Right? Very true. But I just hope people turn out because we're excited about giving back to the community because they've given us so much over the years.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Again, Joel Lees, Dave Hillerud, Nick Scherbinski, and Richie Wolf joining us on Let's Talk. 70th birthday bash coming up on July 14th. Joel, I guess we should also mention that you guys kind of got that street cordoned off a little bit, too.
Yep.
So you'll be able to...
All the way from Main Street to...
Second Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Along there through all the way from Zimmerman's to the Corner Bar and the Arts Park. We'll be all cordoned off for that event, you know.
Awesome.
And we got to give a plug to the Arts Park, I guess, because our Arts Center, because they're providing their facility for us, the stage and on that corner. It's a beautiful setting for giving this what we're doing and yeah. having that concert in the evening. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. So again, July 14th. That's the event. Anything else you guys wanted to add in there?
Well, I think Richie, don't you have something to say?
Yeah, he's just not here. You're not just a pretty face, Richie.
Yeah.
We're not on TV.
That's
we're on the radio,
sure.
So you better
it's
say something.
Not a pretty face.
Well, I would just like to mention that the Southwest Surfers are, like Joel mentioned, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and so they play a lot of their music. They play some other old-time music as well, but that's kind of their plug is for the Beach Boys-type music. So looking forward to that, and I hope everyone else is too.
Definitely. So July 14th, get out, enjoy. Joel, Dave, Nick, and Richie, thank you guys for joining us.
Great job, Richie.
Thank you,
Warren.
Thanks a lot, Warren. We appreciate it.